I think the players have been on the ice a little bit. Always when you start the season, you can see the sensitive part of skating really being sharp and smooth on the blades is not there yet. However, based on the two practices today, you can see that they've been on the ice and they have the basic movement is pretty good, actually. It's more about being progressive. We're used to this 7 week or 8 week, whatever it's going to be, preparation before the in-season starts. But 7 weeks is usually the normal kind, what I'm used to, for example, or we've used to. But the progressive part comes in because you don't want to get too much into unit stuff because it's a long season. It's a marathon. So that being said, we want to work on the individual skills or the small group work, the reactions, all the basic playing, the fundamentals of playing the game well. That should be there first. And then little by little, we are going into more towards the units and the system that we play. Obviously, when you're working on the individual skills or the small group stuff, the systems will be there as a backbone. The biggest change, the biggest foundation for all playing is the mindset. And I think the mindset started, we all realized it already during the season, but it's tough to, in any team, it's tough to change anything during the season. But especially after the season, when you analyze, everybody analyzes, whether it's players, coaches, office, whoever it is, we all get together and talk about what we should do for the next year. The main thing is that the mindset is the biggest groundwork that you need to fix. And based on so far what we've gone through with the guys, I think the mindset is good. It's a good foundation for the seasons to start. And then after that, we are going to be working on, obviously, the way we play. It's going to be based on, obviously, against the opponents that we play, but our ground tactics or systems will be also a little bit tapered, because you got to do that every year. I think every season you got to work on how are the teams playing top level today, how are the teams playing top level every season. So you got to analyze that and go with the development of the sport also. Most of it is because of the young guys being away from us. We wanted to have a bigger roster because that's part of the AHL team also. The whole idea behind having two teams here, because the better the mass of players. The mass of players have the basic foundation for the way we play, the better we are off. So if something happens during the season, injuries and anything goes wrong, more people have the foundation the way we want to play. That being said, now because the under-20s, for example, are getting prepared for their world championships, we're missing some of the guys, and now the roster is not the way we would like it to be. I'm talking about the practice roster, because obviously we are also aware of the fact that we want to have good quality practices and everybody has to work on attaining that level that everybody can compete in every practice. So we can't have too much difference in terms of the quality of the players.